I have received. And all you have to do to receive is to ask. And he would be so faithful to grant that request. First, I want to give honor to God, who's ahead of my life. And I want to say, want to thank each and every one of you for coming out this afternoon. But also, I want to ask that you, I know it's been said earlier, but to keep our pastor in your prayers. Let's continue to ask blessings upon him and his family. For this afternoon, the scripture that was read, Matthew 22, verses 1 through 14. From that scripture that was read, the subject from that scripture would be, don't miss dinner. Ask you to bow with me for a moment of prayer. Ushers, you can have your seats. Most gracious Father, we come this afternoon once again, Lord, first of all, to say thank you for all that you have done. And Heavenly Father, for all that you're going to do. Lord, I thank you. I just thank you for everything. I can't name everything that you've done. All I can say is thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I just pray that you move Nate Allen out of the way this afternoon. Let your Holy Spirit speak and say what you would have for your people to hear. Lord, I pray that we all have an attentive ear. Be receptive to the word of God. And he will rightly bless you. Continue to strengthen us, Heavenly Father. Lord, lead, guide, and direct us. These and all blessings, we ask you in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. As I said, the topic for this afternoon from the scripture that was read, don't miss dinner. A little boy was watching TV in the basement one evening when his father called him. He said, Sam, come up here to eat dinner. A few minutes later, the dad called Sam again to come to dinner. Just as the show ended, he shouted, Sam, get up here now. As Sam leaped to the top of the stairs, his dad yelled, where have you been? Sam looked innocently up at his dad and said, I did not hear you when you called me the first two times. Ignoring the call for dinner can result in punishment or even missing dinner. The consequences of missing a meal are not very great, but the consequence of missing the God's banquet are disastrous. In today's parable of Jesus told the story about a wedding banquet that the king had prepared for his son. It's another glimpse of what the kingdom of heaven is like. When everything was ready, the king sent his servants to those who he had invited to come to the dinner. But they refused to come. Jesus was again talking about God's chosen people, the Jews, those he first invited. Beginning with Abraham, God had invited them to his people so that he might bless them. Over the centuries, the Jews rebelled against God. God continued to call them back into a faithful relationship with him. But often they would not submit to God. Doesn't that sound something familiar like today? God is calling us. But sometimes we just refuse and be rebellious against him. They refuse God's invitation. Jesus went on with the parable saying that the king sent more servants to tell them to come to the banquet. The food was cooked. Everything was ready, and the banquet was ready. However, the invited guests ignored the king's invitation. They had other matters that they had to attend to, business and family. They were too busy to come to the wedding banquet, even for the king's son. Not only did they ignore the king's invitation, but some of them beat and killed the king's servant. It's not surprising that the king was angry enough to send his army and destroy those who murdered his servants. Jesus was continuing the history lesson on how the Jews had over the centuries turned away from God and worshiped idols. Their total disregard for God had brought God to a point of needing to punish them. God sent other nations to conquer them and to destroy their cities, including Jerusalem, to kill many of the Israelites and take thousands of them into exile. We know the story. They took them into exile into Babylon. The chief priests and the Pharisees were well aware that Jesus was talking about them, the very people God had set apart as his chosen people refused to come to him. They ignored his invitation. We too are invited to come to that dinner. Jesus told this parable to show them that they were still refusing to come to God. Yet this story is also for us today. God has also invited us to the wedding banquet. The king then sent his servants out to invite anyone and everyone they could find. So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all of the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. We're included in this last group of people who were invited. God doesn't just invite us or people we think are good enough to come to the wedding. God invites good as well as the bad, the rich as well as the poor, educated and the uneducated, healthy and sick, criminal and law-breaking people. Everyone is invited to the wedding of God. Yet people still refuse to come. They still ignore the invitation. They are too busy right now to think about God. Life offers so many options. It offers so many career or educational opportunities. So many things to do for fun. But yet, we forget about God. You see, we need to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. There are the demands of a job. There are demands of a family, of volunteer organizations, or there are demands of self. See, God ends up at the bottom of our list. And others reject God, choosing to do things their way. They don't want anyone telling them what to do or how to live their life. After all, the Bible says, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So people spend their lives eating and drinking and enjoying life, forgetting that they will die and probably go to hell if they're not lined up with God. Still others don't like the idea that God has invited everyone. Because, you know, we get into those moods that I am the only one that God has chosen. I'm his chosen people. They are not good enough. They don't have the money that I have. So why should they be allowed to come in to this banquet? They don't want to be stuck in heaven with those type of people. However, we find in the book of Revelation, chapter 7 and verse 9, we read that the multitude gathered in heaven will be people from every nation, from every tribe, and people from every language. God created us differently, different races, different nationalities, and different cultures. Since these attributes are from God, they are nothing we can both be boasting about because they came from God. No race nor any nationality can claim superiority because God made us that way, the way that we are. In God's eyes, we are all equal. Romans 10 and 12 reminds us, it says, there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, because the same Lord is Lord of all, and his riches is enough for all who are called on his name. God has invited everyone and wants everyone to accept his invitation. But he's not going to force you to take that invitation. This is a choice that you and I have to make for ourselves. But it would behoove you to take that invitation, because one day we're going to leave this old land. We're going to go somewhere, whether it's in heaven or whether it be in hell. I would rather spend my time of eternity in heaven looking at Jesus in the face and says, Lord, I finally made it here. I'm so glad that you had me to come this way. I'm so glad that you didn't have me killed when I was in my sins. I'm glad you took me and put me in your care. So, Lord, I thank you. God doesn't want us to miss the dinner. He wants us all to be there to fellowship and praise and worship him. So you see, we done been out in the world all these times and all these years. I know that I can speak for myself. I was out there, and I gave the devil all the praise. I worshiped him because I thought I was having fun. But now, I'm in the will of God, and I'm going to praise his righteous and holy name. I'm going to give him all of the praise that he deserved, but I'm going to do the best that I can. What we can do is say, Lord, here I am. Take and use me in your service. You came to service us, and you did not come to be served. You see, that's where a lot of us, we want to be served and don't want to serve others. We have to look to God and realize what he came to do. So God provided the means by which we can all be admitted to the heavenly banquet. How did he do that? He sent his son to die for each of us. See, Jesus died for the sins of all the people that are in this world today. The only way sinful people, and we are all sinful, can stand in the presence of a holy and righteous God is to not be sinful. We got to forget about those things that we used to do. We can't give them to God. Go back and pick them up again. If you give it to him, leave it alone and let him work it out of your life. It's not going to happen, even though it can, overnight. But God can take all of your sins just like that. But our time is not God's time. So we have to be patient and wait on him. God will. He will provide. He will come through. Just be patient. Keep your hands in God's hand. The only way that we can do that is continually pray. We continually pray and ask God for guidance. He said somewhere that we must not stop praying. We never should cease from prayer. Continue to pray in his darling son, Jesus' name, and you can ask from what you will, and he will give it to you. Oh, my God, what we can't do for ourselves, I know that Jesus can. He ransomed us from the death. From the death of sin. We don't deserve it, but he gave it to us anyway. His grace and his mercy is what's keeping us here today. So let us not miss the dinner. Let us praise God. And when he sent out the invitation, accept the invitation. And this is a new year. Start it out on a new priority. We seek first the kingdom of God, not what this world can do for you. Not just because God can give you what you need and want, but seek him first from your heart. Because God will, he will supply all of your needs. Good God, Almighty, my Lord. Paul wrote in Romans 3:22, we are made right in God's sight. Oh, my God, when we trust in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. Oh, my God, and we all can be saved in the same way, no matter who we are or what we have done. You see, it doesn't matter how big you think that your sins are. God can and God will take away your sins. All you have to do is just ask him. Be faithful in believing in what you ask, that it will come to pass. God, his promises is always true. He will do what he said. God will do what he said. And because of this, we can walk into the wedding banquet dressed in the wedding clothes of Jesus provided for you. You say, what is those clothes? Oh, my God. This is the robe. It's a white robe that was washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Those are the clothes that you have to come in. In other words, church, you got to come in right, in the right mind, and in the right spirit, dressed in the proper garment of Jesus Christ. Some, my God, yet not everyone except Christ and the things he has done for us. Some act as though they don't really need God's wedding clothes. Do you know why I say that? Because we're still doing, good God Almighty, we're still doing what we want to do. We're still going to the clubs. We're still going partying. And nobody see me. So you think, oh, yeah, I got a problem. I got something to tell you. God on high, he sees everything that you do. God sees it. You might not, no matter whether anyone else sees it or not. You see, we are not out to please everyone. The only one that we need to please is God Almighty. Yes, sir. Oh, my God. I think that what happened to the man who came in the wedding banquet and he wasn't dressed properly, oh, my God, he too had been invited. He was on that list. He even showed up for the wedding banquet, but he was dressed improperly because he still had sin in his life. We got to remove those sins. Like this man, many people presume they should be there simply because of who they are, or simply because of the money they have, or simply because of their status in the community. But that doesn't matter when it comes to God. It doesn't matter how much you have. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter that you may drive a Mercedes. It doesn't matter you can drive a BMW. You can drive a Volkswagen. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that your heart is right with God. The only thing that matters, that you seek him and what he has done in your life. Let God lead. Let God lead your life. Praise God, y'all, in everything that you do. You see, when we forget that grace is something we don't deserve, but are often always wonder, the wonder of grace can slip into an attitude of entitlement. But you see, God's grace is sufficient. You don't deserve it, but out of his love for you and his love for me, he gave us grace this morning. He gave us grace right now. You sitting there breathing in his air. So be thankful for what God is doing. My Lord, good God Almighty. Oh, my God. When we stand before our judge and we know who our judge is, oh, my Lord, none of our good works will help us, even in pleading for mercy. Somewhere it says, Lord, I've healed the sick. Lord, I gave them this and I gave them that. But somewhere he's going to say, depart from me, the workers of iniquity, Because I know you're not. So what you do, make sure you're doing it for the building and the building of God's kingdom. Make sure that you get rid of this selfish attitude. Forget about yourself and be more concerned with your neighbor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because there's somebody is out there. Lord, they may be on drugs. They may be an alcoholic. And you separate yourself because I'm better than they. No, you're not. One day you were out there. Well, I'm going to say for myself, I was out there doing the same thing. And God had to pick me up. God had to turn me all around. And God, my God, he will do the same for you today. Remember, God is sitting high and he's looking low. All you have to do, good God Almighty, my people of God, praise him. That's all we need to do. But you, in praising him, and I don't want to imply that that is all, but in your working, your witnessing, and all the things that you do, do it for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. Praise him in everything that you do. Work to help build his kingdom. Help somebody else come this way. God will bless you. Yes, he will. Continue worshiping him. And in my conclusion, all eyes will be on the king. Everyone there will know the joy of in the presence of God, out of the King and Savior. As Isaiah 61 and 10 says, I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord, my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation, my God, and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom in his wedding suit, or a bride with her jewels. We were invited to the wedding. We accept the invitation when we believe on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have the wedding clothes. Are we overwhelmed with joy? Sometimes I wonder whether we are filled with that joy. Because sometimes it seems like, Lord have mercy, you got to pump people up to praise my God. You see, they forget where he has brought them from. Sometimes, good God Almighty, you want the choir who sings beautifully to pump you up. Sometimes you want your favorite deacon to pray his prayer that'll motivate you. But when we come in into the house of God, we should come in already motivated to serve him and to worship him. Good God Almighty, I'm so glad. Lord, I'm so glad that you saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but hallelujah, I'm found. I was blind, good God Almighty, but I'm so glad I can see. Good God Almighty, I'm so glad. Church, I'm glad. I'm glad. Yes, sir. God saved me. And I'm going to be at that banquet. Yes, sir. And I hope and I pray that I see all of you there. But if you don't want to praise him, that's all right. He said somewhere, if you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. I don't want a rock crying out for me. Good God Almighty, thank God, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Lord, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but Lord, now I see. I pray that we all open our eyes to this new year that God has blessed you to get to. Make number one priority seeking the kingdom of heaven first. Seek the kingdom of heaven first. All this material things, none of it is important, because you're not going to take it anywhere with you. Says somewhere in his word, naked you came in and naked you will go out. Seek God, the kingdom of heaven, first. May God bless you. May God continue to smile upon you.